Radio.com.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President.
McCullough. And if you're joining us, we are in New York and in Rome tonight. That's the two places Baldwin McCullough are at. But New York, of course, the site and the host community for this weekend's Super Bowl, Super Bowl 48. And if you're joining us by way of television, you're seeing some live shots HD that we have in Times Square. That's Super Bowl Village. And the entire street of Broadway has basically been turned into Super Bowl Boulevard, where they have all of these things. They have a field goal kicking contest area. They've got the toboggan thing going on. They've got all kinds of things going on. And that man right there making that that sound is Stephen Baldwin, and I think he's feeling a little sad tonight.
Yeah.
This is a week that he doesn't get to, just beg his brother for a ticket to the big game. And so reminiscent of many other important Italian moments, this will be known as Steve's Sad Night in Rome.
Yeah.
Hence the Godfather theme playing in the background. I don't even know if Steven can hear it. I don't think he can. That's why he's not reacting to the emotion of it.
I can hear it.
So anyway, Mr. World Traveler, welcome back to your own radio show. So glad that you're with us.
Yeah, just for clarification, though, Kevin, you said I'm in Rome. Let's clarify. And that doesn't mean Rome, New York. Okay, that means Rome, Italy.
So, yes, and live, just completing the production of this this new incredible... I love the direction, Stephen, that you're going with this new film project in your life. You sat up one day and said, if I could only find a script that would allow the youngest members of all families to come to the theater and in appropriate family fare, see blood and guts and sci-fi in a way that has never been seen before, Sights of Death will be that movie.
Sure.
So he just wrapped his new action thriller. Now, when did you didn't 2 weeks ago, you had no clue when this thing is actually coming to the theaters. Are you any further enlightened as to when that will be?
No idea. Just because the producers and the money folks behind the film are here out of Italy. They just told me that in May I'll have to go out to the Cannes Film Festival. There in Cannes, France, as part of an opportunity to market and promote the film. Because what they do, Kevin, is, you know, on these independent films with a cast like this, they'll go and do different international distribution deals with different countries.
Sure.
It's all very, you know, I don't know how it all works, but
Stephen, I'm actually thinking that it kind of works similar to the organized crime family. You know, it's what deal you make with me, I make with you. It's a vow in blood, and we promise we'll never go against one another. You don't hurt the Godfather.
Baldwin, Michael Madsen here, and
you're sounding more like Glover than Madsen in that one.
And I'm choking on my voice right now trying to do it.
Imagine they talk like that all the time. I mean, it's a miracle that they have any voice left.
No, but to be in the same room with these guys in the last three has just been awe-striking. It's just incredible.
Have you joined in the Grovel Fest and tried to make, you know...
Like, oh, sure.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I've done, you know, the...
You should have been, like, running, your iPad camera on that stuff, and then you could have all these, like, fun little YouTube things just pop up out of the blue that I'm sure Glover and Madsen would both love, you know.
I was just trying to memorize my lines, Kevin, please.
Oh, so you get a leading role. You're all prima donna now. No, I don't have time for the fun stuff. I'm only a serious actor now. Acting!
Well, you know, when you're looking across the room and you're eyeballing, you know, Danny Glover's and, you know, Rutger Howard.
He puts on his
pants
the same way you do every morning.
You better deliver. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's where Steven is, and you're not. Is this the first time you haven't been to the Super Bowl in several years?
I guess it's got. What is it like? I guess in the last 5-6 years, I've been to 3 or 4.
Actually, I don't think you went to last year's because we were here for that one. But the year before, we were both there. You had kindly allowed me to piggyback on your coattails, piggybacking on Alex's coattails. And
yeah, let me do a reenactment of that conversation real quickly. You were like, hey, Steve, Kevin here, partner, radio show, you know, one of your best buddies in the whole, like, galaxy. But you're taking me with you or I'll kill you.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I don't remember that part of it.
That was basically the conversation, pretty much.
Well, it was fun because we got to see the hometown Giants destroy Tom Brady,
you just narrow it down to just Tom Brady.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't have anything against most of the rest of the Patriots, but Tom Brady suffers in misery. Like somebody pulls his toenails off one day at a time for the rest of his life. I'm not going to cry anything about that.
Jackie.
Yeah.
No, Jackie.
Not at all.
Jackie.
Why are you calling for Jackie? She can't do anything. She's answering phones for us
again.
Well, yes, but you said it's Super Bowl weekend and we could be violent.
Oh,
so
I'm sorry.
Why I broke out the Godfather music.
Yeah, I got a very important question.
Okay.
Over there in Super Bowl Village.
Right.
Hey, they got any skitching going on over there? Is that one of the events?
Remind me what skitching was again.
Remember when I jumped onto the back of cars out on Massapequa
and slide the snow like you're skiing on the snow behind a car?
Yeah, you have your Chuck Taylors.
Yeah. Well, no, because the snow, you know, we had a little balmy tropical front come through. It was up to like 39 today. And so we were all, you know, it was bikinis and board shorts everywhere you looked. I mean, it's, you know, I was having to go out and get extra suntan oil. It was just that...
crazy.
Yeah. After the polar vortex, 39 feels good. 888-340-3373. But in all kidding aside, there is a burgeoning reality that the Super Bowl has had some negative things become attached to it. And Dean is calling us from Orlando on line 2 and wants to weigh in on this. Dean, welcome. You're on with Stephen Baldwin, the actor, starring in the upcoming film Sights of Death. And Kevin McCullough, the talk show guy, welcome.
Thank you. Well, it's nice to be here.
Yeah. So what's your thought?
Yeah, absolutely. As far as the question, if we know for sure that canceling the Super Bowl would save, you know, one life from being involved in this sex trafficking, absolutely, because... that would be the right thing to do.
Amen.
But, I mean, I'm sure we all know, realistically, that's not going to happen. Because, I mean, if you think about it, it's going to happen if the Super Bowl, you know, whether it's the Super Bowl or not.
Okay.
In other words, I don't believe that the children or whoever's involved in this got involved specifically for the Super Bowl. In other words, they would have got involved in it for any other event or just because that's what they do, you know?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they're tagging it on the Super Bowl, and I understand. And in another sense, I'm sure the same thing would happen for an event, let's say, like let's say the Olympics. We got the Winter Olympics coming up. They knew in advance, you know, which would give these people that do this a horrible thing to set up shop right now in Russia, you know, considering the influx of people that are coming in there. So
well, those people find out the cities, I think it's something like 3 or 4 years in advance. I think by the time the last Olympics is held, the new host city is announced at the end of that Olympic Games. And so, like, the whole world knows for 4 years where that one's going to be.
Yeah, which gives these people that are doing this time to set up in them cities to get their thing going, you know, in the same sense, you know, how they do with, you know, for these Super Bowls, in other words. So, I guess...
Well, Dean, appreciate you listening there in Orlando tonight on Sirius XM. Thanks for the call. Stephen, he said something there that that really struck a chord with me, and I want to talk about it when we come back, because if it's really true what he was saying, I think we have even bigger problems for our country than we realize. 888-340-3373. Should we cancel the Super Bowl to save kids from sex traffic? Stay with us.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheet or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually have a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean, fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Live from New York, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Stephen Baldwin is in Rome. I'm in New York, and we are glad that you're here. 888-340-3373. What we're talking about is, do you believe it would be a good thing to cancel the Super Bowl to save kids from sex traffic? To literally suspend the event, all of the activities, all of the money-making opportunities, all of the everything else that goes along with it, if we could guarantee that even one child would be spared the horrors of being continually raped and assaulted and held against their will. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We do want to know your thought on that. Stephen, just before the break, Dean was saying that realistically, even if you could show statistically, or if you could give good evidence or good proof to the public that it would save a life, he said realistically it wouldn't matter, that the powerful forces would press forward with it anyway. And as he was saying it, there was some note of truth to it that rang so clear to me that it made me sad. It made me sad to know that there is a price for a child's life. And I'm not sure where we ever got to the point where we thought this way, but and nobody would admit to thinking it on a one-on-one level. But you start talking about mass realities. See, I would think that, you know, pick the superstar of your choice, Madonna, Katy Perry, you know, a sports star, whoever, and you ask them about something that, you know, they really care about. And there will be some of those people that will say, well, you know, I'm against sex trafficking and I'm trying to work towards stopping it. But if you ever actually had somebody say, well, would you cancel your concert tour if you knew that it would prevent sex traffickers from following the cities where you're going to and cause people to not do that? Oh, well, you know, can't do that. I thought I was just giving a check at the end of the month, you know? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think there's this disconnect between us saying this is a bad problem and saying, you know, we're really torn up about it, and the difference in, but would we really do something about it? Would we be willing to turn off the television, avoid the game, do everything we could to divorce ourselves from it? If we knew that a year from now, that if we said there will be no Super Bowl, if it would save kids, do you think America would bring itself to do it? And Dean dismissed it out of hand so quickly. And I don't think that's a reflection on Dean. I think that's a reflection of the reality across what we're dealing with here.
Yeah, well, I think this kind of relates to the concept and the idea of, you know, the power of one and or the influence of one, meaning when you think about sex trafficking being the $60 billion industry that it is annually, and that's kind of a roundabout number. But it's up in that area, and it's so mind-boggling to conceive, you know, that there are I believe 150,000 individuals trafficked every day in the United States of America. The numbers are just like overwhelming. I think a lot of people, and even in the case of that caller, you have people say to themselves, well, you know, yeah, we got to be praying about this and just, you know, hope that God's mercy and grace and will cause this and that. And, you know, hopefully, you know, whatever. But for me, a lot of people just kind of throw their hands up and just say, oh, well, you know, gosh, golly, it is what it is. And, you know, like it's horrible. And so is this and so is that. And bad things happen every day. And well, what are you going to do about it? And what people don't realize is there is something you can do about it. You know, you can plug into these organizations like Love 146. Google it. Go there. You know, donate $20. You know, you can do something. I think it's the overwhelming aspect of it all that makes people just wonder, does it really make a difference?
Yeah. Well, and
I want to commend that caller because I love what he said and I absolutely agree with him. If you knew that it would stop one child from being trafficked, would it be worth it to cancel a mega event like the Super Bowl? And he said, yes. And I think that's great.
Yeah. 888-340-3373. So the question becomes, why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't the nation grow a conscience and do the right thing? Because we talk about how we care about the plight of children. You know, politicians use children, and both parties do it, but they use children as the, you know, ultimate motivator for turning out votes on different things. You know, with liberals, it's let's feed hungry kids in school every day. And with conservatives, it's, hey, let's not take the lives of unborn innocent children that haven't done anything wrong. So we give lip service to the plight and the welfare of kids.
Right, right.
In light of the statistics that are being posed and the fact that they busted this one ring that had already booked. And, Stephen, I don't know how much those girls are going for on a day-by-day, hour-by-hour basis. But if just that one ring of 18 people had already taken $3 million worth of reservations in credit cards mm-hmm. for sex traffic activities... And that's just one group. I mean, I would imagine that the sex trafficking operation around something like the Super Bowl is kind of similar to the merchandising, you know, and they're busting fake merchandisers all over the. I mean, do you know how many illegal merchant NFL products tried to make their way into New York City over the last week?
Sure.
And they've just been busting them left and right. I got to think, even if it's just a fraction, that you've got a similar operation going on with something in sex traffic. So if one of those groups had booked $3 million in business already, friends, there's kids that are going to suffer tonight, tomorrow, the day after, because we didn't care at the end of the day. We had to get our game on and think about what was ahead, and then for the men, the disgusting, vile human beings that use these kids, you know, that's a whole nother class of vermin as far as I'm concerned. Okay, it's 28 minutes past the hour. How long until our next break? 2 minutes? Minute and a half? Okay, let's take a call real quick. Line one, Jason is in Greensboro, North Carolina, listening to AM 830. Hi, Jason. Welcome. You're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. We're glad you're here.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Hey, I just want to say that even if you canceled the Super Bowl, unfortunately, human traffickers and sex traffickers would just find another avenue in which to traffic people, whether it be another sporting event or, as Stephen pointed out, 150,000 people are trafficked every day. So basically you'd have to close down interstate highways, airports, I mean, every mode of transportation there is to prevent it. So I think a better way to get involved is through, like you said, one of the organizations or through your local church. My church happens to have a ministry called Abolition, which was launched in 2009 by people who felt a burden for people who were trafficked in slavery. And they reach out and minister to victims of human trafficking, whether it's sex trafficking, labor trafficking, whatever. So it's a great and wonderful
good
ministry.
Stuff. Good stuff, Jason. We're short on time. Thanks for the idea. Love 146 is the ministry that Stephen and I believe in. Love 146. Go check it out. This is Baldwin McCullough Live.
Minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Live from New York, Baldwin McCullough, every Saturday night, 9 to 11 Eastern, and not just on 338 great radio stations, from Fairbanks, Alaska to Orlando, Florida, New York City to the cozy beaches of San Diego, California, but also on Sirius XM all across North America, Canada, Mexico, and of course the United States. And then also we are seen on the Biz TV Network and the UAN. And we are, for instance, in here in New York, seen on Channel 17, and appreciate those of you watching. I know that some of you have just found us in recent weeks, and the phone number on your screen connects you to us, 888-340-3373. Stephen Baldwin is in Rome. He is there, you know, swimming with the fishes. No, he's not doing that. But he is experiencing the sights of death. Or the, is it sight or sights? Is it plural? Or is there more than one death that you can find a sight for?
What does that mean, plural?
More than one.
Oh. No, it would be sight.
So there's only one place that you can see death, one sight of death.
I think it's the plural, actually.
Sights of, okay. So there are more than one sight of death.
Yes. Part of the big part of the storyline is, you know, something's going down where there's...
Are you sure this isn't a mafia film? I think this would be much better as a mafia movie.
It could be like a futuristic mafia thing, sure.
Yeah. Well, you already got Grovel 1 and Grovel 2 down there talking about it.
Madsen, how you doing?
Grovel,
yeah,
Grovel 1.
We're having lots of fun.
Oh, boy.
Hey, how you doing? I told the boys, don't mess with him today. He's doing a good job, that Baldwin is, on the radio Saturday nights. He's got to be there, Baldwin McCullough Live. You make sure he gets back to the hotel in time to get his show on the air. You know what I'm saying?
Grovel 1.
Grovel 1 with Glover. Glover the Grovel. And Matson's Grovel.
Danny Grovel.
poor Mr. Glover. We mean him no disrespect. Watching on Channel 60 in Allentown, Pennsylvania, Jim wants to weigh in on the Super Bowl and sex trafficking. Hi, Jim. Welcome.
Hello.
So your thought about the Super Bowl, and should we cancel it if we thought that it would save even one child from the pain and the abuse that is probably going to go on this week?
Well, I think there's been a lot of sex and violence going on all throughout my viewing television, and I don't like it at all, you know.
Well, and nobody does. That's part of the...
And, you know, I have children, and I raised them the best I could, and, you know, unfortunately, things happen. We don't know necessarily where or when. There's a lot of traffic that goes in and out because it's a social activity. And people really need to behave and beware of young children and also older adults and ex-adult. I mean, I'm raised at that the family's love starts at home. And if we believe in that, I think that we can be able to socialize and enjoy sports. And I don't believe it should be canceled, but, you know, I think that behavior and I think that security should be well intact.
Thanks, Jim, for the call. There's tons of security. Stephen, we've been hearing, because you and I both, our homes are within the radius that they've drawn around the event, and there's a no-fly zone set up. So,
right.
And which means that there will be flying, but not by anybody of the amateur variety. F-16s, F-18s, and Blackhawks are the only thing that will be taking that airspace for the next 24 hours. But yesterday they made, I don't know, like 7 or 8 passes. And you're like, oh, there goes another one. I don't think it's an issue, to Jim's point, though, of security. I mean, these are things that are going on in the shadows and the back alleys anyway. They're not doing this stuff at the actual game, are they? Would you think?
Absolutely.
In the stadium. In the stadium.
I don't know that there is actual physical acts of sexual interaction and such, but trafficking itself is happening at the game.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Sure.
The deals are being made. I hear what you're saying. Kevin McCullough and Stephen Baldwin live from New York and Rome tonight. Back with more of your calls next.
Brooklyn Tabernacle pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Live from New York, Baldwin McCullough, every Saturday night. We are happy to have you with us. Me, Kevin McCullough, and he, Stephen Baldwin, the actor, who has just wrapped production on his brand-new film, Sights, Plural of Death. Just want to make sure, because if I was sending you to the site of death, Well, I wouldn't want to send anybody to the site of death. At least not their own. www.siteofdeath. Saw death once. It was at this one site.
Anyway. Kevin McCullough here. You know, because you know, y'all, if I was sending you to the site of death,
every time I open my mouth anyway.
Had a nice little ring to it.
Yeah. Just consider me, Baldwin, a gift to the production. I'll be the one-man marketing tornado you could not pay enough money for.
Ba-dum-bum.
And he went silent. By the way, Nick, did you put up do we have Super Bowl Boulevard for the TV networks? It is what time on the East Coast? 10:45. The streets are full. And they're playing, you know, like the field goal game, and they're going down the toboggan, all this other stuff. I mean, it is a crazy night in New York, the night before the Super Bowl, a night in which a lot of kids may be chained to walls in different places in this city. Stephen, I was remembering that breakfast that we had, and remind me of the pastor and his wife's name that were at a church that our friends Eric and Alicia attended, and they had a local sex traffic operation. You and I went and marched in one of their walk.
Ron. Hold on.
If I could think of the church's name, that would probably tell you. But anyway, what I loved about what they do, and if Felicia Krause is listening or gets wind of this, tweet it to me or something. But here's the thing. They started an organization here locally in New York that is now doing stuff domestically for sex trafficking.
Morningstar.
Morningstar Church. And I've still drawn a blank on the name of the ministry. But they actually hire former FBI guys. And these guys go into these cities and they build caseloads against people that hire the underage kids. How many, you know, and they have to get like spotless records, but you know, in terms of documenting it. But when they do, they work with attorneys that go to the courts, and it's such airtight cases. They've never lost one, I don't think, and they get the guy put away. I almost wonder, Stephen, if we know that this level of trafficking is going to take place, why don't we become really savvy, do a ton of undercover work, and go nab a bunch of these people? I mean, to me, if you know it's going to happen, then get real aggressive about enforcement. Get real aggressive about finding anybody and everybody that has any connection. That's why I hope that they get all the credit card records from this one group that got busted. $3 million worth of transactions, that's got to be a lot of people. Go throw the book at every one of them, as far as I'm concerned.
Pastor Ron Lewis.
There you go.
Morningstar Church there. They got about four or five different churches throughout New York City. They're doing good stuff.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Line 3. John is calling us from the Detroit area, listening on AM 1400. John, welcome. You're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hi. Thank you, Kevin and Stephen. I feel definitely that if a venue of an event is being exploited like that for young children and different people sexually, it should be eliminated, because, you know, everybody talks about how bad it is, but yet they kind of advocate it and let it happen. But it's on its way out because of the head injuries involved in those football games, the concussions. They've been doing a lot of lawsuits, and this is all part of an effort to feminize the male culture. So football and contact sports are going to be going down the tube, so to speak, because they won't be able to afford to pay, you know, all that money that is going to be happening with these lawsuits. But Stephen, I sent you an email on that fish hook, by the way.
Yep.
I hope to hear back from you. And I'm
John, he's been in Rome for a month. I've been lucky to hear back from him. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad.
I'm praying that in the future I will, because I want to use the bulk of my money to fund men and women running conservatives, and that's a fact, so that we don't lose our freedom.
I hear you.
Sovereignty.
I hear you. Hey, John, thanks for being a faithful listener, and thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Let's go to line 1. Dennis is listening in Oregon on Sirius XM 131. Hi, Dennis. Welcome. You're on with the actor Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. We're glad you're with us.
Hey, guys. Love you both, man. I'm a member of Truckers Against Trafficking. It's a 501c3. To educate and equip and empower the trucking industry and the truck stop industry, which is plenty of going on there in the truck
stop. I'm sure.
Look, if you see something, say something. Simple as that. Start with a phone call to the National Human Trafficking Resource Center. That's 888-3737. My daggone device is cut off the last part of the number. Just Google NHTRC. Make the call, and we can all start there.
All right. So, Dennis, what do you think about the Super Bowl's involvement in this issue?
The NFL supports human sex trafficking by holding the Super Bowl. The three big snakes we've got to cut the head off is the Super Bowl, World Cup, soccer, and then the Olympics. Start with the feds, work your way down, develop a list of criteria that any organization holding an event has to meet these criteria or be shut down, to team with local enforcement and federal enforcement to show that they're making at least a little bit of an effort instead of ignoring it. United States supports the Olympics, participates in the Olympics. The United States supports human sex trafficking of girls 9 to 12 and women. Portland, Oregon, where my daughter is in college, is the gateway to sex trafficking in America. We can start with do a petition online to lobby Congress to take action, start there, and hold these organizations accountable.
Well, and Dennis, those are all great ideas, and thank you for your passion, brother, by the way. Thanks for the call as well. Stephen, I looked it up. We've got it. It's stopchildtraffickingnow.org. That's the Morningstar group. And what I love about this...
That's Pastor Ron's wife, Lynette Lewis.
Yes.
She's the one that's really been banging the drum there.
And they...
Stopchildtraffickingnow.org.
And the sctnow.com will also get you there. sctnow.org or sctnow.com. But when we continue, more of your calls, 888-340-3373. Should we shut the Super Bowl down if it would save kids from the pain of sex trafficking? Stay with us.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature. One person at a time since 1988.com.
Rekindle the 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough live the night before the Super Bowl 48 here in New York, New Jersey. I still feel bad for the mayor of Little Rutherford, New Jersey, population 8,438.
Little Jimmy.
Not allowed to have a party called a Super Bowl party. Not allowed to step foot into the stadium that his city is providing the needed security and help with. Feel bad for Little Rutherford. The big bad New York, it's all the press. All the parties, all the they got all the fun things. They got the field goal kicking thing. Did Rutherford get that? No. Rutherford got thank you for letting us have our game here. Now go home. That's what they got. But tomorrow the entire world will be looking at Rutherford, New Jersey. Poor guys, I feel bad for them. Anyway, I'm joking. I feel very bad for the children of the sex trafficking trade that are going to be exploited this weekend. And, Stephen, we got one last caller on this. Scott is in Detroit listening to AM 1400. Hi, Scott. Welcome. You're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, I do believe that the Super Bowl should stop if it could save one child from sex trafficking, okay? You know, the inviolability of children has long ago been forgotten by people, okay, on this planet. We all, the majority of human beings, especially in America, live in wicked excess of materialism, okay? And as long as it's not in their backyard, they seem not to care about it.
Mm.
You know, and that really irks me. Okay, I say stop the whole country if we can save one child.
Yeah.
All right. You know, I have four children, and luckily all my children are doing good. They're all healthy.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I could save one child, I would quit my job in a second if I could save one child.
Scott, I get the drift. Thanks for the call. Good call. Stephen, he reminds me of a news story I saw this week. There were a couple that had taken their son, and he's about 1 year old. They had put him in a high chair seat, car seat, but inside in a house. They didn't change his diaper for 8 days. They didn't feed him. He died from a flesh-eating disease that his own feces gave his skin because he was sitting in that mess. And I remember thinking as a father, how can a human being do this to a child? And I think of my own boys, and I think of the degree of anger that I would have if I was a father whose daughter had been kidnapped and been taken into the sex trafficking trade. This is an outrage. We're not being moralistic here. We're being humans. We're talking about the true humanity of the situation. And I just, when it's such a bad thing, I just think there's so much more that we could do. Your thoughts as we close out tonight.
Kevin, you know, you and I do our very best to live each day to not only be believers but followers. And I would just call upon everybody that can hear our voices to pray, because prayer matters.
Good way to end. This is Baldwin McCullough.
Over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.